Following some fascinating stories on the internet, I am. Just trying to keep up to speed on everything. And there's so much going on right now, it's hard to keep up on everything. And so we do our best to keep you in the loop. Now, there's a Russian Congress, you've heard this, to put a domestic terrorism bill in place. Domestic terrorism, because white supremacy, they claim, is the biggest threat to America. And then conveniently, you have this shooting in Buffalo, New York. And I don't say conveniently as if those victims aren't real. They certainly are. And it's a terrible thing that happened. But I might remind you that just a couple, 3 weeks ago, when asked about domestic terrorism and how many cases have been charged, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, could not name a single one. Could not name a single one in front of a congressional inquiry. Mark Tapscott is here, a congressional reporter for the Epoch Times. Mark, good to have you here.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, domestic terrorism is more about following me and you and ordinary Americans, from what I can tell. Because I don't know where you live, but I can tell you there's not some giant surge of white supremacy in America. There's not some surge of domestic terrorism in America, at least not from that section that they claim that it's coming from. So what's really going on here?
I think, Steve, your point about the Attorney General being unable to name one single case that has actually seen charges being filed, I think that really points to what's going on here. It's a political move, an attempt by the Biden administration and their friends in the mainstream media to paint folks who don't agree with them as the worst kind of folks, terrorists. There's no evidence for it, and what little actual white supremacist activity there is in this country is mainly the Aryan movement in the prisons.
Yeah. So it seems to me, Mark, what I get here is a move to criminalize speech again in America. Again, it's a way to undercut and to side run the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Well, that's terrorist speech. It's the same, and it runs hand in hand with the exact same things that are being done at the big social media companies. Oh, well, that's hate speech. That's criminalized. They're trying to silence half of America by using false allegations and smear jobs. That's what I get out of it. Or am I wrong?
Well, no, I think you're exactly right. The idea of speech is a freedom of speech, and along with freedom of speech comes freedom of thought and a lot of other things. That is the biggest threat to the left, because when people can think independently, if they think about it long enough, they will reject the left's ideas. And that's what's happening right now.
Well, that's exactly what's happening, and I think that's the big fear out there. And I'm just jaded enough to say the attack in Buffalo was just way too convenient, coming just a couple of weeks after Merrick Garland was completely unable to answer the question. Give me one example. Do you have anybody you're pursuing? No.
Yeah.
Nobody. And so then, and I'm just enough jaded to say, man, that's awfully convenient for their argument. Not for the people killed, not for the police officer, the retired police officer that laid down his life. And from what I can tell, this shooter is a monster. But he's rare. There aren't a bunch of white supremacists out there ready to gun down their local citizens, are there?
Well, the guy in Buffalo, it took about 12 seconds after the news first broke for the New York Times and the Washington Post and CBS and so forth and so on to declare that the guy was a white supremacist and that this was a white supremacist attack. The reality about the guy, if you read his Facebook page, is he really called himself much more of a left-winger, not a right-winger. And yet, again, the idea from the media is don't look at the facts, just listen to what we tell you to think. And what they were telling us to think is that this is a white supremacist. It's not.
More of an environmental justice type enviro-terrorist, I guess you would call it, right? An environmental terrorist, a green terrorist, a Green New Deal terrorist. That's more accurate as to who this guy was in large part, right?
Absolutely. But would you ever expect to hear that on CBS?
No,
we wouldn't.
No. So what's really going on with this terrorism bill, then? Is it just another attempt to find ways to follow us, as if they don't have enough ways to follow us around anyway? We voluntarily carry these so-called smartphones around, which should be called the smart tether, that they can activate the camera, they can activate the microphone, they can obviously follow us because they admit to following us during COVID as to where our cell phones are going, as to who's following the rules and protocols of lockdowns and quarantines. They just follow your phone around, which shouldn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, so what's really happening?
Well, I think the domestic terrorism bill, the purpose behind that is to codify, if you will, the federal law enforcement establishment's processes, if you will, and statutory authority to carry out the narrative, to go after people. There are some white supremacists in this country. I mean, we have to be honest about that. But you've got to have the ability of the federal law enforcement to actually arrest people, conduct investigations, bring charges, so forth. And that's basically what domestic terrorism bill does. It establishes a process. But remember, it's based on a false assumption that domestic terrorism is the biggest threat, security threat that this country faces. That's just not reality.
All right, so where do you think it goes from here, honestly? What do you think happens to this bill? Do the Republicans get behind it? Because, you know, when I think Republicans should say no to a variety of things, they just get right on the old bandwagon. They're the clown car of liberals and progressives and join right in. Oh, it's bipartisan. Oh, bipartisan support to watch Americans. Go ahead.
I don't think this one is going to make it. It's obviously, you know, the House is not a problem for the Democrats. But in the Senate, you've got too many people like Senator Mike Lee from Utah, for example. There's no way he's going to support that bill. Ted Cruz is not going to support it. Joni Ernst, I don't think, will support it. There's just not enough soft Republicans to bring the thing through and overcome, for example, a 60-vote threshold that they would have to do in order to end the debate and bring the bill up for a final vote. I don't see it passing.
Well, I guess we'll keep an eye on it, and I hope you turn out to be right. Mark Tapscott, congressional reporter for the Epoch Times. Mark, I greatly appreciate you bringing this to our attention, because this is more, they're trying to codify constant surveillance is what I get out of it. Thank you, sir, for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right. Don't go anywhere. Davos, Switzerland. We haven't talked about it yet today, but we will after the break. I'll be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.